The Trial Files with the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram. For the complete Trial Files news and trial reports, head to racing.com.
Always great to catch up with Glennie Ingram, and we'll be getting tips off Glenn Ingram a little later after 10 o'clock as well. How are you, Glennie?
Yeah, going really well. Thank you, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. I'm keen to open up the black book and enter a few extra names, especially when we've got a horse called Not An Option who's caught your eye at the Flemington Jumpouts, who hasn't been a great friend of punters in recent starts, but is going really well on the track.
Yeah, absolutely, Michael. The four-year-old gelding. Look, he continues to hold his good form this prep for Mike Moroney since being gelded at the start of the preparation. He ran the quickest time of the morning there with the benefit of first use of the grass. He sat wide throughout, and I thought he showed a really nice turn of foot to win running away. So we know he's an improved horse with perhaps some upside, and I see he's headed to the Goodwood.
Yeah, he's about $34, but In the Boat hasn't come out of the market, so he'll trim up from that. But he doesn't mind winning at a big price, not an option. We've seen the Rosemont Syndicate produce some really nice horses, including Duel last week. Jezalenko, another one of the former famous footballers, is a horse that's also been going really well. What do you make of Jezalenko?
Yeah, she's absolutely flying, Michael. She's back from a short spell, and she put down a superb jump out here in fast time. She was able to do it at both ends. She went to the line held together, and she appears to have come back well. She showed her talent last time in. She went from a maiden win to a benchmark 70 at her very next start. And she appears capable of improving on that good record. I thought it was a good effort from the Waller-trained Written Doubt in fourth, coming down from New South Wales. I think she's one to watch in a benchmark 64 after that strong piece of work.
You found another one of Chris Waller's we need to follow.
Yeah, Rura Pente in Heat 6. I think he's an exciting unraced son of Maurice, trained by Chris Waller. The three-year-old was black-booked off an eye-catching second here 2 weeks ago. And again, produced one of the best jump outs of the morning. He was able to track a wide path on the circle. He led, travelled up under a strong grip and really surged at the line. So I really like this guy, Michael. I think wherever he's going to debut, we want to be following.
All right, we'll be definitely putting a big red mark around that one. And then over at Cranbourne, we've got the Group 1 Sierra Sue, Group 1 mare, who also looks good.
Yeah, superb mid-prep jump out there in Heat 1. Returning from Sydney, where she was disappointing on a heavy track, but she's been freshened. And with the benefit of residual fitness here, she looked very sharp coming from off the speed to finish second to the flying Sir Callahad in the straight there. Sir Callahad wins a lot of 800 metre heats at Cranbourne, and there wasn't much between them on the post, so she'll be hard to beat when she steps out.
And more Karuba's one that caught the eye.
Yeah, he's a three-year-old gelding. First jump out back from a long spell for trainer Julian Welsh, and he was really competitive in town last prep. He's a three-year-old with a lot of upside. He's only had the one win from the four starts, but I love what he did returning here. He was able to steer through late, and I think he'll be competitive in a benchmark 64 when he steps out next.
Glennie, I'll get your tips for Saturday when you do the form for Pakenham, but is there one tonight or tomorrow that we should be betting on?
Yeah, we've got one in the last today at Stall. Really big odds, I thought. Anyway, race 8 number 1, Boom Boom Sweet. It's been trialling up really well for Andrew Bovin. Andrew's horses generally trial well, but this guy's looked particularly good at the trials. Big each way odds there. Tomorrow night at Cranbourne, race 1, number 7, Waterworld is first up for Peter Moody. I think can run a big race. The latest jump out after the gelding operation has been really good.
Good on you, Glennie. We'll come back and get your tips for Pakenham a little later after 10 o'clock.
Thanks, Michael. Cheers.